this spring when the Kansas City Royals tied a franchise record set only 1 year earlier for 11 straight losses at home. Manager Ned Yost seemed at a loss about what to do next.
Are changes coming if this continues? I'd imagine, yeah, we can't continue this. But, you know, to grab them, shake them, yell at them, scream at them, threaten them to go down right now, it doesn't do the trick.
The first major change took place the next day. Royals icon George Brett was hired as an interim hitting coach. When Brett joined the team in St. Louis, he said it was time to take the bottles away, implying baby bottles.
Players have to start being held accountable. You know, they've been around. They're not all rookies anymore. We are still a very young team. But I think it's time for them to step up and play.
Even with Brett, the team struggled up until the All-Star break when they lost 5 in a row. After the break, though, the Royals looked like a new team. They won 5 of the 7 games at home, and when they took off on a 3-city trip, Brett stayed behind.
I just thought it was time for me to move on.
He might not have been the cure-all for the Royals' ability to score runs, but Brett, by playing the role of a psychologist and a father figure, talked the players through their struggles.
There wasn't a lot of things wrong with a lot of people's swings. They just had to get some confidence in their abilities again. And they had to know that when they went into a game that they were ready mentally and physically and mechanically to swing the bat.
The team continued to win after the All-Star break and created the possibility that this could still be a winning season. Former Royals third baseman Joe Randa played on the last Royals team to have a winning season 10 years ago. Until then, Randa found it difficult to buy into what the players from the 80s said about baseball excitement in Kansas City.
Until you actually feel that energy, you don't really know what they're talking about. Because wait a minute, it's a Friday night, there's 13,000 people here? Yeah, sure.
Then, when the Royals were division contenders in 2003, Randa says the feeling was different.
To go through that was you could understand what those guys were talking about, the passion. How all of a sudden it wasn't all about the Chiefs when training camp hit. You know, the Chiefs weren't the front page. We were getting front page.
Royals designated hitter Billy Butler knows the Royals have their backs against the wall at this point. But when the end of the season arrives, Butler feels the team should still be proud of how it turned this year around.
If we get in the playoffs, it doesn't mean our work's done. By no means. It just shows you how far we've come. And, you know, we still got a long way to go.
Mathematically, there's still a chance to grab one of the two wild card spots in the American League. They're tied with the New York Yankees for fourth place in the wild card standings. Ahead of them are four other teams in the standings. As the Royals struggle to catch the wild card leaders, they know they're building bigger hopes for next year. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.